The choir. We're in front of the chapel of the Sacred Heart. Let's look at the most colourful window. Each century added its own decorative elements to the Cathedral of Sens. The chapel of the Sacred Heart, with its radiant stained glass attributed to the painter decorative artist Jean Cousin Senior, saw the light of day during the Renaissance. It represents Sibyl of Tibur, a prophetess whose raised finger announced the coming of Christ to the first Roman emperor. Look at the perspective view of the buildings of antiquity. It's a pictorial feature typical of the time. The other transparent windows were enhanced with detailed decor in silver-stained yellow, a new colour in the 16th century. Look at the barred window up in the top right-hand side of the wall above the stairs. It's the window in the Archbishop's Tribune. This window gave me a private view from my palace chapel over the main altar and my canopy that was inspired by the canopy of St. Peter in Rome. Look behind you. The canopy with its gilding is impressive, is it not? I think it brings a theatrical touch to the medieval sobriety. The canopy was designed by Servandoni, the architect who designed St. Sulpice Church in Paris. Its pink marble columns come from the Place des Victoires and were a gift from Louis XV. Turn the other way to look at the stairs. It leads to some of the collections of treasure in the cathedral, the richest in France, alongside those of the Abbey Church of Conques. Lidvine Saulnier-Pernuy, head curator of the museums in Sens. The treasury of Sens Cathedral is a marvellous place because it is one of the two original treasuries in France. It contains a huge wealth of magnificent objects, in particular the tapestry of the Three Coronations, which is one of the wonders of the 15th century, representing the coronation of the Virgin. There's also another amazing object, which is the Holy Shrine in Ivory, a reliquary casket covered with small sculpted ivory plates. There are objects with sentimental value like the liturgical vestment of Thomas Becket, Archbishop of Canterbury, and the royal robe belonging to Charles X. As you go towards the south transept, you'll see two 14th century chapels. One is dedicated to Saint Apollinia, the patron saint of dentists. Look out for her in the stained glass window. She's got a pair of pincers around a tooth. The other chapel is the Chapel of St. Martial, founded by Pope Clement VI, Archbishop of Sens, and builder of the Papal Palace in Avignon. When you get to the transept, take a seat on a chair to the left of the choir. Thank you for continuing your visit.